Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm the guy with the raspy voice today. Another day of a little touch of laryngitis. No pain. It doesn't hurt. It's just one of those things. But we continue to march around here. We're going to continue to work. I show up just like you do, small business owners. And I'm very excited about our guest this half hour. He's a new friend to you. He's not a new friend to me. Greg Stibben and I have known each other for a little while. He's a host of an outstanding podcast on Forbes Business, Forbes Book Radio, called the Heartbeat of Main Street, and also SB Councils on Facebook Radio, and he's just a great talent. I've got a great mind, a great background for small business. He's the author of 19 books. How about that, folks? He's become one of the great experts on authority marketing. That's one of the things we're going to talk about today. Greg Stibben, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you. It's great to be here. Good morning.
Well, I say welcome back. I feel like we've known each other a long time. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for being here. I had a great time on your podcast a couple of weeks ago. You did a great job. You know, Greg, I've been trying to help corporations understand that people are – everything that we sell is a commodity. Everything that we sell, even service, is a commodity these days. And the only difference that people have, the way people differentiate between you and somebody else is whether you're relevant to them or not. And one of the relevance factors I think is very powerful for companies, large and small, is how the company, the leadership of the company, is seen in the marketplace. And I call it, and a lot of people call it, a thought leadership. You guys have a term you call authority marketing, which I think is another way of saying thought leadership. It just puts it to work. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, we actually see thought leadership as part of a larger, I guess you could say, process or platform. Thought leadership just means that you are an authority on something, whatever it is you do, whatever it is, whatever product or service your company provides. And by the way, you don't have to be the owner of the company. You know, everything I'm going to say here can be applied even internally within your company. So if you're an employee, you should be thinking about being a thought leader within your company. Why? So that you become the most important person in the company or in your department or in your area. But for people who own a small business or they're entrepreneurs, you have to apply the same principle to your customers. We all have customers. To be a thought leader is a great thing. It really just means that when people need to understand something, when they need to hear from the authority, you're the one they go to. But we've elevated that to a higher level. We actually have a book called Authority Marketing. And the idea is you've created yourself as a thought leader, or you have a plan to create yourself as a thought leader. Now what do you do with your success there? It's not enough to be a thought leader. You have to have a plan for actually using that to make it valuable to yourself and your business.
You take thought leadership to market, don't you?
I was just going to say, it's authority marketing is taking thought leadership and applying marketing to it so that the two essentially work together to accomplish business goals. And frankly, in these kinds of conversations, often the most important thing you can do is start by having a conversation with yourself, with others, with your mentor, with your team, about what are your goals. Define your goals, and then it becomes much easier to determine how and where you can build your thought leadership and how you can apply that for achieving that business goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the beauty of what you're talking about is this isn't just for the CEO of Exxon. This is for the CEO of ABC Heating and Air Conditioning in Sheboygan. I mean, this is the kind of thing that applies at the macro and the micro level, doesn't it?
I'm really glad you said that, because I think often people hear the term thought leadership and they think, well, I have to have a national audience. Well, to stick with your heating and cooling business, that's a perfect example of where not having a goal or having a misdirected goal will actually hurt you. Mm-hmm. If you own a heating and cooling company, your first goal should not be to get on the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
It will help your business eventually, but it's going to take a lot of work to get there. A better goal, frankly, for your local business is to get on local television, local mm-hmm. radio, be interviewed by the local newspaper, by local bloggers, and frankly, to build a following using word of mouth on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Hold on to that thought, Greg. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and talk some more about authority marketing and the different facets of it. It's multifaceted, and you can pick one or two. Pick two or three and work on those.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.